People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit MedMutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today, and it's Tuesday, which means, man, we've been doing this a long time, Wayne. I've got the legend, the Wayne Breezy, capital T, capital W, capital B. How we doing, Wayne?
TWB, caps.
I love it. We got all the caps, hashtag caps, CC, and BB for the Countdown crew and the Breezy bunch. Man, appreciate everybody showing up in the chat. We're going to have a good time today. Now, Breezy for president. He's getting my vote. He always does. The question is this. Vibes are not great currently for the faithful. Whenever you got people showing up in the chat saying it's still faithful, which is beautiful, and that's what separates us from a lot of other fan bases. I don't know. Vibes are a little bit down right now across. Let's do a status update across the board. Wayne, how are you feeling right now about this season?
I'm still feeling optimistic, bro. It's like it's dumb early. Do I like some of the things that are going on? Absolutely not. Am I going to critique certain things? Absolutely. But it's still early, man. It's not over until, you know, what's that old saying? We can't say that anymore. Oh. But, you know, it ain't over till the
lady sings.
Yes, sir. That's yes. To the beautiful lady sings, right? So it's not, man. Like, I know it looks bad, and I know we're starting to lose. We got, what, three pieces? I feel like that would have been intricate to this team this season that are out for the season. Elijah Mitchell, Javon Hargrave, and now Brandon Ayuk. But, you know, the Niners just got to get to that place where, you know, they're able to hit that button and then and then turn it up. And I think part of what they do is, you know, if they don't start off super fresh, super hot, they kind of coast until they get to that break. And you're starting to see these injuries kind of like pile up, even the smaller ones. So I know I get it, man. I get the faithful is just like they're in opposite spectrums of what to think and what to feel. But you ask me, man, I'm still optimistic. I still believe in this team. I don't. My faith hasn't been tested, and I'm good. Like, you know, I just wish everybody else could see it the way that I'm seeing it, and it's okay that they don't. And that's what I'm starting to learn and understand. Like, we all fan the way we choose to fan. Me, personally, this didn't work out. Let's try to figure out another way for it to work out. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that's where the Niners are trying to figure out. And like I said, a lot of things just don't look good. You just talked about the vibe. The vibe from the players don't sound good. The fan base is just all over the place, man. It's a bit toxic, and it's been toxic. This fan base is toxic, period, end of discussion. It doesn't matter. There's always some type of drama, and we can't even lose together. We can't win together. So I'm hoping the Niners just go out and find a way to win, and winning games don't matter anymore. They got to win the Super Bowl, but last time I checked, the only way we can win the Super Bowl, if you get to the Super Bowl, is by winning these games. So got to get in the dance, man, and I think it's too early to count us out, and mathematically, we're far from being out. So,
yeah. So mathematically, you know, if we look at just the current NFL playoff picture, now understand we've just been through 7 weeks. After next week, like, the NFL is divided up into four quarters. That's just kind of the way it goes. So, first quarter we went 2-2. Second quarter we're currently 1-2. If you win against the Cowboys, that changes everything. But right now at the playoffs, 7 teams get into the playoffs. Currently, the Cowboys and the 49ers are not in the playoffs at all. If they were to happen today. Now, obviously, you guys see my Jerry Rice jersey behind me. That is the jersey I received whenever I was a kiddo, which led me to becoming a fan of the 49ers, and it was all because of my spite for the Dallas one-star Cowboy. So, here's my thing to you, Wayne.
Yeah.
This game, like, I'm not a big must-win type guy usually.
Must win.
Because you don't have to be out of the playoffs. And so whoever loses.
Yeah, like, even if, like, I hate to have that conversation, but even if they lose this game, it's still not out mathematically.
Correct.
I just need people to understand, like, dude, I'm watching football last night. I don't get a chance to watch football when the Niners play because I'm full – whatever mode I'm in, right? And so last night, I just wasn't feeling great. I was mentally drained. I was fried. I was tired. Sore throat. I'm like, I can't do any more shows today. And just got into bed probably like around 7 p.m., 6-something p.m., and waited for football to come on. And I actually watched the game. And I said to myself, man, you know, watching other teams play, it just seems a little bit more interesting, more like it's football. Like, teams are going to run the ball. Teams are going to throw the ball. Teams are going to try plays. Teams are going to do screens. And I don't see any of that with the San Francisco 49ers. And so I'm mainly talking about the game that was on ESPN, not ESPN Plus. So I'm talking about Tampa Bay, and I'm talking about the Ravens, right? And so as I'm watching the game, I'm like, okay, Tampa Bay looks dangerous, and we go there in a couple of weeks, right? And then stuff happened on a touchdown try. Mike Evans messes up his hamstring. I'm like, oh snap. Their offense was super stagnant after that point, and they had a 10-0 lead. And that's, do you see what I'm saying, John? All it takes is a small slither in the plan, and it changes. They didn't stop running the ball. They didn't stop throwing the ball. They just couldn't execute. Their best player was missing, and they couldn't execute. And then, as they kept pushing, and I thought that the Ravens were just trying to, like, can we just end this game? We're up by, like, 40. And the game went in because Tampa wouldn't go away. And because of that, they're going to be without their number two or number one, however you want to group them, wide receiver for the remainder of the season. Prayers up to Chris Godwin. I'm telling you, bro, football is weird. And I just feel like the Niners are just trying to figure out a way before they go, like, all in. Can we get the majority of our guys to this point so we can hit this button? And then whatever happens after that happens. 500 is the goal. They get to 500. We can literally take a break. We can all take some reflection time. And then Kyle Shanahan should have enough time to come up with a new game plan for the second half of the season. We just got to get to that mark, man. It's a marathon, John. Sometimes we want us to be super Speedy Gonzalez out the gate. But if you think of that race, man, that good old tortoise and the hare race, bro.
That's right.
It sucks, man. I hate to say it. Tortoise was slow as hell. And everybody wanted to beat a rabbit. But the rabbit lost. Yeah. And maybe the Niners are just figuring out how to pace themselves because they lack certain type of personnel. And you look at Jordan Mason. I know he played, but he didn't have the same burst. He did have a couple of explosive runs, but just wasn't the same guy. Maybe Kyle wasn't trying to overwork that because that's the only guy he got.
Nobody else.
So I don't know, man. Kyle needs some soul searching. And my only issue, I know a lot of people don't like Kyle Shanahan. I just want to put this out there. That's our head coach. And I don't want another head coach.
Same.
But my only issue with Kyle is he has to figure out a way to adapt to the adaptation. And let me just explain that. And then I'll shut up for the rest of the show.
No. This is awesome.
When Kyle is usually leading, he usually has his team winning. When things are working, he usually has his team winning. And then the teams adjust. They adapt. And then Kyle, for some reason, goes on conservative cruise, stick to the same thing, and he doesn't adjust to the adaptation. He doesn't adapt to what the other team is doing. And this past game, Kyle did the adaptation. I just felt like the team just didn't execute as properly due to whatever the reason was. Kyle made mistakes. The team made mistakes. We lose again to the Kansas City Chiefs. So Kyle has to figure out, what do I need to do to be a better head coach? Because clearly I'm struggling with adjusting to what the other teams do. I'm struggling to keep leads. I'm struggling to do. So what does Kyle need to do? And I think he just needs a mentor, dog. Like, I in that room, and it can't be his father. It can't be a yes man. It got to be somebody outside saying, you suck. Stop. He needs to hear it from somebody else. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. And I think one of the things that's kind of telling right now is, like, okay, I'll be breaking down defensive numbers or film, and so I'll figure something out. And I'm like, oh, this is a common link between multiple games. I'm going to just post this on Twitter to share this with other people, whatever else. And then the comments are, well, that's not the issue. This is the issue, the offense. That's not the issue, the special teams. That's not the issue, it's the injuries. And there's like five different, that's not the issue, it's actually this issue. And I'm not saying they're right or wrong, and even the original post, this is kind of the way social media works nowadays. Like, I'm just trying to highlight this one thing, not saying it is the capital T issue, but there's so many issues, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, injuries, execution, miscommunication, snap counts for different, like, there's just a lot of stuff there.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he's struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work, you put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, the good news is, and shout out to Sonia, we've been here before. We've had the times where the 49ers 2019 go 8-0. We've had the times in 2023 where the 49ers just go out red hot start. We've had those times. But we've also had times like 2022 that Sonia points out, where we were 3-5. We're not even there yet. We're 3-4. And we lose to the Cowboys to be 3-5. Then you got CMC back. Oh, sound familiar? There's still so much there. We just need the 49ers to get to the point where they can take this. I love this comment from JP. Same soup, just reheated.
I hate soup, yo.
I love soup.
I hate it. I don't even want to eat it when I'm sick, but I know it's so nutritious with all the sodium and the veggies and the good stuff. And if you put the real chicken breast meat in there, it's so healthy, right? Depending on the type of soup you eat. Just give me food. I want whole food, nothing soupy.
Every time Wade and I hang out, we'll go somewhere. And it's awesome. Like, we always have a good time. We never have bad times. But, like, we'll be talking Niners, and then Wayne will see food or see somebody eating or see a sign, and it's just like, whoop. Like, it's food talk now.
It's food talk. And you have to switch it. You have to switch it, you know, because you have to feed the body and the soul with proper nourishment. Now, what you choose to eat, that's on you. But I'm a wing guy, so I'm going to have my wings and a salad. Always, that's what I'm going to do. Man. Wings and a salad and probably a fresh order of French fries because I'm a sucker for French fries. Other than that, I'm Gucci, you know. But I just not a soup guy. But I got the message. I get what he's saying. I got the message.
I am pro soup. JP, I want to put that out there. I love soup, man. I love it. Anyway, stick to your bones good. Now, here's the thing. You brought up the Bucks, and I think that this is an interesting thing. And I don't think that there's anything really to divulge from this. I just thought it was interesting, so I wanted to share it. The 49ers play the Bucks in 2 weeks. Mike Evans is not going to play, more than likely. Chris Godwin, 100% not going to play. Okay? So the 49ers will be playing the Buccaneers without their top two weapons. But here's what's crazy. The 49ers played the Rams without their top two wide receivers. The 49ers played the Chiefs without their top two wide receivers. And the 49ers played the Vikings without their top two wide receivers in the second half. 49ers lost all three of those games. All three of those games. So everybody wants to say, well, the 49ers are struggling because they ain't got their weapons. But they keep losing to all these other teams who ain't got their weapons. Why is it that the 49ers can be taken advantage of when our injuries stock up, but we cannot take advantage of other teams when their injuries stock up? Why?
I don't have the answer. No, you do have the answer because you watched the film. And I need you to start being more scholastic about the shit, the stuff that you watch. Like you're saying, dang, here's an error right here. This was an opportunity. The Niners could have punched it in for 7. Look at the numbers. Look at the statistics. If we suck on third down, we're going to lose a game. If we can't convert in the red zone, we're going to lose a game. If our special teams gives up anything over 26 yards, we're going to lose the game. Like, you got it. It's all those little intricate things. If the special teams isn't ready, we're going to lose the game. Hence the fake in that game. Like, there's certain things and factors that literally suck all the energy away from the San Francisco 49ers, and they can't rebound. They can't rebound from it. I talked about the Bucs. I brought the Bucs up, and I like that you mentioned that. But Kyle Shanahan doesn't struggle against Todd Bowles. And Todd Bowles is going to blitz. But for some reason, it's not the same type of blitzing, because I think it's the personnel, when it comes to the 49ers in the offense running. Because the Bulls is going to blitz. They might have the number one blitzing team in the league, like the Tampa Bay Bucks. And Vita Vey is going to be there, so they're going to be stopping the run. They're going to try to stop. And so, for some reason, though, Kyle doesn't struggle against Todd Bowles and his defense. I don't get it. I can't explain it. It is what it is. But all I know is it be little stupid stuff that the Niners do to beat themselves. And I think they got to stop I think the Niners overdo stuff. I think they overcompensate way too much. Just play football. Literally go out there, put on the pads, enforce your will, and play football. Stop overthinking. You're dropping passes because you're thinking, this is my opportunity, and I can take it to the house. Don't take it to the house. Just catch the goddamn ball. Catch the ball. Get down. Save yourself for the next play. Get back to efficiency. That's the issue, John. The offense is no longer efficient. Like, it's explosive. It's not efficient.
Right.
When you play the Chiefs, it's the exact opposite. When you play some of these teams, it's the exact opposite. They're about efficiency. Sound like the 49ers from a couple years ago, doesn't it? All of a sudden, now the Niners want to be explosive, and they're not built to be explosive. The Niners don't have wide receiver.
Where you're going to go.
They don't have a wide receiver like a Mike Evans. They don't have a wide receiver that's just explosive down the field. If I had to compare Brandon Ayuk to a wide receiver, and this is not a shot, but just from what he does for the 49ers, he's the Chris Godwin of the 49ers. He's your reliable guy that could get open and will lead you to victory multiple games. May have more yards, but where's that number one dog? Where's that guy that the Niners can count on, that can win 50-50 balls down the field if Brock is looking to throw a ball, that can catch those underthrown? We see it happen, but that's the difference. And so why are we attempting all these crazy explosive plays? And if Brock had a stronger arm, those explosive plays would be more touchdowns.
Yeah, but it should have been two touchdowns this past week. It would have changed the game. You lost by 12. You got 3 points out of those two deep throws.
It'd be little things, John, that can be fixed. Somebody said it in the presser. I don't pay attention to what they say anymore because I just don't care. Like, go out and play football. But somebody said, you know, they're missing out on their opportunities, basically. And they got to capitalize on the opportunities that they're given. They don't have to be in the red zone to score touchdowns. That's what I'm learning. But when they get there, offense is stagnant. Creativity is gone. No motion. The best play we've ever ran in the red zone in this season, the best play, can you guess what I'm about to say? See if you're in my head. The best red zone play we ran in this
maybe season. The jet sweep to Debo?
No. We don't do that no more. That was the last
that early.
Time. Yeah, that was the last time we ran the jet sweep. How about that? Why?
One screen all game.
Why? Why is the first game of the season the last time we ran a jet sweep? That's another question. Can you guess my favorite play in the red zone? We actually scored a touchdown.
The fullback?
The
fullback give up the middle.
How'd you know? It was a fullback dive.
We didn't score on a lot, so there's very limited to choose from.
You stupid. But that's my point. Nobody was ready for it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's where that creativity, it was the most basic play that you can ever run from the 7-yard line. It's a fullback dive.
It's
draw.
Designed to get you 3 to 4. That's
it was
like
a draw
it,
because
it
I don't think seven. Nobody led him. I can't remember if anybody led. But
no, we left. We bailed on both guards.
Yeah, and so it was a draw.
Sneak blocking that Brock Purdy scored on, where both the guards pulled and the back flared, and Brock Purdy went straight through the A gap. Now, here's that clip you were talking about. I think this is the clip. This is Kittle. So I want to provide some context to this. Here we go. Here's Kittle talking about the NFL is all about opportunities.
Just watching, like, it was fun. Like, Ricky cooked at OTAs. Like, he was averaging like 150 yards a day, it seemed like. So that's fun. He runs really good routes. He's really fast. He's explosive. I think one thing that they have similar, really, though, is, you know, they just have like a dog mindset. Like, you know, put it on me, put it on my shoulders. Like, it sucks because Ayuk, you know, hit a hell of a week of practice. I mean, he was just unreal catches left and right. And so, like, he was just, you know, starting to hit his stride in the season after not doing training camp. But football, the NFL is a land of opportunity. Injuries happen, stuff happens, shitty things happen, and who's going to step up? Who's going to, you know, rise to the occasion, take advantage of the opportunity? You know, that's what the NFL is. And so we have a lot of young players, like I said, like it's on, you know, our vets to pull them along, whether they are ready or not.
It's time. It's night after this week. The thing that the Niners need to do is win this game. Then after this week, they take a break. But I need them captains first to get it to have a meeting. I'm talking Trent Williams, George Kittle, and the other six. I need them to have a meeting. I even need Brock Purdy to be more captain-esque.
It's hard whenever you're coming off bad games.
It doesn't matter.
Still, you got to be that guy. You're the quarterback. You're the captain. You got to be that guy.
And he's the captain because he's the quarterback of this team. He's what makes literally the offense tick and the defense tick at the same damn time. So I need Brock to get to hoist this meeting. Third-year player, team captain, quarterback of the team, to let his captains know that he's in it. He's all in. He's here mentally, everything. And then the captains need to get the rest of the team together after they meet. And then they need to go to the coach and let the coaches know that they're all in. And I just need the players to figure out some stuff because I didn't like the energy in the Kansas City game.
Nobody didn't
like their energy.
Yeah, I like it. And, you know, speaking of energy, look at Monkey Boy 12. Appreciate the super chat. I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowing instead of the cowbell. You see there? See what he did there? It's SNL script. I like it. Excited for Pearsall and Cowing's growth in the future with Brock. Still faithful. So I want to transition this. Is the youth movement here? Like, you're talking about captains and kind of writing the energy, but man, it seems like Dominique Pooney, Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, now one of Cowan or Pierce will have to step up, if not both. I mean, we've got rookies peppered throughout. The youth movement is upon us. So my question to you, Wayne, assuming this is a gigantic assumption that Debo and Juwan Jennings are healthy, who do you want getting the majority of those number three snaps?
The majority of them? That's tough because, like, if Cowing's role increases, that's one thing. Then I would like for him to get those snaps. But if they're only going to be using Cowing to take the top off the defense, then you
got only got 12 snaps. He only got 12 snaps this game.
Bro, that's you be reading my points, man. Like I need Kyle Moore to utilize him. I feel like Cowing can play the X role, and he can be the guy out of the backfield. He could be the wrinkle that no one's ever seen. Ricky Pearsall is going to get more snaps, obviously. But I really want to see more of what Cowan can do. I'm kind of with him. Like, this dude is electric. He plays wide receiver. He's mentally there. He has great hands. He can get open and man coverage. But how well will he play against a zone-based team? I think that those little things be the issue. Does he run the right route? Does he sit where that ball is going to be? See, in zone, the ball is going to be placed in the spot. Whereas in man, the ball is going to be placed to where the man can make the actual grab, right? So, like, that's the difference. And I think we just need to see it. The Niners need to figure out how to be efficient. I don't give a fuck who catching the ball. Like, they just need to catch balls and get first downs until they get into the red end zone. That's what they need to do. And they got to find a way to get into the red zone other than George Kittle. I didn't watch film yet. I start that today. I'm curious to know on that last interception to Brock Purdy, why wasn't the route to George Kittle there? It's been there and it's been a touchdown for the past two games. So why is he not the slant guy right there in the middle of the field? Or yeah. Was he? I don't remember.
They kind of overloaded to him, but
I didn't see that. Still. Okay.
It's what it is. Sonia, Cowan and Pearsall should take over. Pearsall's a first round pick. Now, you look at the snap counts. Cowan got 12. He was the highest rated player on the entire team. He only got 12 snaps. Ronnie Bell got 24, twice as many as Pearsall. And then you got twice as many as Cowan. Then Pearsall got 44. And so I think it's going to be weird, but, you know, with Debo, Debo's in the hospital with pneumonia. We'll see what happens. Jennings isn't a lock. So at practice today, practice yesterday, it's all young pups out there. And they got to get on the same page. There were two pass attempts where the blitz was coming to Brock. He unloads the hot route to Pearsall, and Pearsall not even looking for the ball. Like, they've got to get on the same page. They have not had a lot of work together. So can you manufacture that and get that back in play this week against the Cowboys, who have some very aggressive corners? The Cowboys aren't a good team, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on Wayne's show, but they do have aggressive corners.
They do.
So, like, and that's the one thing that defense does have.
Aggressive meaning that they're going to look to try to get the ball.
They want pick sixes.
And if we can use their aggression against them, which we'll talk about tomorrow, that works in our favor. But we got to secure the ball. Like, we got to catch the ball. Like, you know what I mean? We got to run the right routes. We got to be on the same page. So it all depends on how great practice goes. But I think after this week, the Niners will be trading for a wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what I want to talk about next is kind of the trade deadlines. Man, just over less than exactly a week away.
Exactly.
So we are right there. So before we do that, got to pay the bills. Here we go. If you haven't bet this year, you need to. And if you want to, here's where you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, so we're going to be talking about additions and subtractions, kind of what that looks like. But we got a super chat here from the man, Nicholas Parr. Appreciate you, bud. Our team needs a spark, whether it comes from captains, rookies. I miss the coach on the sidelines that gave us energy. It's really missed, bros. Man, I would trade a third-round pick if I could have any of our past three defensive coordinators calling our defense.
It could be in the future.
I'd take Wilkes in a heartbeat over what we got going right now.
It won't be now. Wilkes would never come back to this organization, unfortunately. And, you know, we have to wait on that. But right now we got Nick Sorensen, and we got to figure out, you know, how to just be better. How to fundamentally be better. 18 missed tackles in this game.
It was a lot. That was the number one key. Everybody knew that. He even talked about it. Again, you said, like, the pressers, like, who cares what they say? Like, he talked about how important tackling was all week.
How are they preparing for these these games? Like, that, and I think that's where it's coming down to, because, I mean, I get it, like, you know, whether they do live action, whether they do simulated, whatever, like, it's not going to be the same because you're dealing with a guy like Kareem Hunt. Who do they have on their offense to spell Kareem Hunt other than Jordan Mason, who you're not trying to overwork and beat up because he's got to play in the game? So a lot of that comes down to, like, who they got and how they can practice. Like, who's pretending to be who? Who's the Patrick Mahomes? Is it Josh Dobbs? Josh Dobbs runs a little different than Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Mahomes isn't looking to run, but he will when you least expect it. And then he's going to look to get a little bit more. There's no way they could have been prepared for that play on the sideline, but they missed a lot of tackles. They probably had 15 missed tackles on that one play. So it's weird. Like, the missed tackles, the fundamentals, the silly penalties, just all those little small things that are fixable, though. They're fixable. The question is, when are the players going to fix it?
I like that. Anthony asked this. Okay, so who do you think we're trading for? Are we going to fire sell? So real quick, first question. Are the 49ers buyers or sellers this week? And does this game affect what the 49ers do or don't do heading into the trade deadline, which is next Tuesday, 1 week from today? Buy or sell, Wayne?
They got to buy. They got to buy. They have too many. They have injuries at key positions. They have injuries on the defensive line. They have injury, and I'm talking about season ending. Now they have a season ending injury at the wide receiver position. So that might take precedent. You know, before Dante Whitner came out and put his take out, I was like, hey, man, why not go find a vet that can win down the field? And I don't see anything wrong with D-Hop other than the fact he just ain't played a lot of good football.
He's rotating. Like, he's out there, like, less than half the snaps.
Perfect piece. He won't rotate here. I can tell you that right now. And I know the reason why I wanted to go get a guy like D-Hop, A, sure hands, B, veteran, C, I know he want to stick it to them damn Cardinals. Like, yeah. I know he'll get one more shot. So that, and then this gives Brock Purdy, it's like almost grabbing Emmanuel Sanders with this young receiving core. Remember, Deebo Samuel was a rookie and nobody was doing anything. Then Emmanuel comes in, boom, opens it up, makes Deebo be Deebo. We forget that wide receiver position is key, and I want to see the younger players develop, but this ain't the time to be developing. We need to be pushing to get back into these playoffs. They could develop offseason. So go grab a guy.
I like the D-Hop thing, and I want to get a veteran that's cheap. I don't want that third round pick, whatever.
Correct.
Like, sixth, seventh round, like, something cheap. Because you want it to be Pearsall Cowing. Like, that's who you want. You spent a first round pick and a fourth round pick, and you drafted all these rookies that are old as hell. You drafted a 24-year-old running, like, every guy we drafted 5 years in college football or more, for the most part. And so why did you draft all guys that are old with a lot of playing time and a lot of experience? Because they're supposed to be more pro ready. Well, they've been in the NFL for a minute now. They're not like they're still rookies. I get it. But man, rely on those guys. Every time the 49ers have relied on a rookie, it's worked. Dominique Pooney worked. You literally won a game because of Renardo Green. Malik Mustafa's coming along. I love the kid. So many missed tackles every single game, but I love him.
He plays. He's too speedy. He overplays. Overplays. Yeah. That's the word.
It's either a freaking knockout shot or you miss him in flag football.
D. Winters overplays too.
So get these guys out there. Let them play instead of sticking with the old vets that just are not good at football any longer. Devondre Campbell. I mean, there's lots of different names that you can go through, but trust your rookies.
I trust the rookies, but that's on the defensive side. And the only guy you trust on the offense was Dominique Pooney. But now we're talking about guys that got to do certain things, man, to make Kyle Shanahan's offense tick and tock.
Is Ronnie Bell doing?
Nothing. I didn't say Ronnie Bell.
I know you hear it. No. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just like, why are certain guys getting snaps? Like, I love Chris Conley. He has not been good this year.
No, he hasn't. And a lot of it's been injury play, but even then, he's been great on special teams. That's his bright side. Ronnie Bell's been great on special teams. Like, we talk about how bad our special teams are. If we cut some of these pieces, our special teams are going to be even worse. So I don't know the answer, but what I'm saying is, let's say Jacob Conway is out there, Ricky Pearsall is out there. There was a play in this past game that Chris Conley ran the wrong depth of the route, and it screwed up
Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And Brandon Ayuk was furious.
Yeah, he was.
And he's a vet. And so I'm saying, and I'm not saying that the rookies don't got it. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you got to get a vet that knows how to play football right now if you're trying to get into the playoffs. Because now we're not 6-0. 7-0. We're not 7-0.
We ain't close.
You get what I'm saying? 7-0. Yeah, man, put these guys out there, man. Let these guys go out there and learn. We're not that. We are now going to become the team that's going to have to scrap, claw, and fight their way back to the top. Which, in my opinion, I think that's the team that will win a Super Bowl.
And I think that's a major critique that a lot of people have is that this team is entitled. All these guys got paid. They all got their bags. And now we're not seeing the heart. We're not seeing, you know, like what we used to see. There's a couple guys that are a little bit different. I think Kittle's a little bit different. I think Fred Warner's a little bit different. But, like, yeah, a lot of these guys got paid. And it's just like, meh. So, look, you want to reassert yourself on this contending stage. You got to claw it out. This is Rocky 1 and 2. This ain't Rocky 4 and 5. You know what I mean? Like, you got to freaking fight your damn way to the top. Where's the freaking montage, the training montage and all that stuff? Like, that's what this team needs to be forged in fire, and they're in it. Going back to what you talked about, the captains need to have a damn players meeting, get it together, and go out there and assert your dominance. There's been 4 games this year. You won 1 out of 4 where it was a close fourth quarter game, and the opposing team wanted it so much more than you. So much more. The Cardinals, the Rams, and the Chiefs. All of them. Close games in the fourth quarter. They came out, asserted their dominance on you. You won 1 game, and that was the Seahawks. But you're 1 for 4 in those games. So, man, well said, Wayne. Well said. What do you think about – oh, go ahead.
It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot that the Niners put themselves in because they couldn't figure out how to win – or close out a game against the Rams. They couldn't figure out how to recover from a game against the Vikings. The Vikings weren't better. They got one explosive play. We the bed, and next thing you know, all of our energy was gone. Still could have beat them. Just couldn't recover. It's like a fight. They got hit with a haymaker, and they were dazed after that. The Rams game, Sean McVay was just better. Kyle got outcoached. I think players didn't execute. And if Kyle does some things a little bit differently, they win that game. But the players still got to find a way to get certain. You know what's tough? I know Kyle is struggling with the creativity and the play calling and things like that. I know that's what we see on the surface, right? But because of the way I'm watching film, I don't care, I don't know how you do it, but the way I'm watching film, I'm seeing mistakes. And my issue is, well, if Kyle drew up the play to get you to the 1 yard line, I'm sure he drew up the play to get the ball in the end zone. We just failed.
Yeah, a lot of missed tackles. I mean, that third and one run before the half, like three linemen whiffed. Three.
Some linemen were taking plays off because they were tired, bro. Yep. I'm just saying the Niners, they got to continue to find ways to go all in. This is why they save money on the cap space. They usually are buyers around trade deadline. Before Brandon and I got injured, I thought we go get a defensive end. Not going to lie. I think we need a better defensive end rotation. I don't know if they do both, but I thought that's what we needed. And then Brandon and I went and got injured. And I know people want to see these young players develop. And no more than, trust me, no more than I. But it's not the right time. Development needs to happen at the right time. And we're talking about getting back to 500 football and pushing to be back in the playoffs. And now we're relying on rookies to do it. Can I just say, even the great Josh Allen needed a number one receiver after they drafted Keon Coleman. Does that make sense to anybody? So we got to do what we got to do. So Skywalker 49 put out this. So I'm doing a reel on my top three receivers that the Niners need to trade for. He's number three. And I know people don't want him because he's injury prone.
Mike Williams here. How about a fourth round pick for Mike Williams?
I don't know if I give up a fourth. I don't know if he's worth a fourth. But you definitely could get him for a sixth. Right now, he is not going to be playing for the Jets. The Jets are probably going to, what's up, Uncle Salty? The Jets are going to look to recoup something. And Mike Williams just needs an opportunity. I just feel like, I said I want a guy. Mike Williams is like the poor Mike Evans. Healthy, he's catching everything down the field. He's been healthy all season. So with that being said, man, and Brock is throwing up these 50-50 balls. Not to pad his stats, but you can tell he's looking to evolve the offense. Like they're looking to change it up a little bit so that the defense doesn't crowd the field and get yak all the time. You take the top off the defense, now the defense can play back. Now the middle field is open. Now you can work these underneath routes. Now you can run the ball a little bit better because they're going to not stack the box. So you need a guy. The Niners need a guy if they're going to trade for a receiver that can help take the top off the D, other than the speed of Jacob Cowing.
Yeah, and Anthony says, how about Hunter Renfro? I think we need outside guys. I don't think we need inside guys. Personally, that's just my own opinion. I think we have Trent Taylor. Trent Taylor, Hunter Renfro. I know I'm not trying to typecast small wide receivers, but like they kind of do the same damn thing.
What you mean you ain't trying? Bruh, that's all
those
we do.
Players are the same.
We draft same players for different positions. That. We got 100 of these type of players.
Yeah, we do.
And nobody different. When Dee Ford was here defensively, regardless of his injuries, he made that defense that much different because he was not Nick Bosa. He was a different beast. I love Leonard Floyd, but he ain't it. He's a situational pass rusher. I feel like Leonard Floyd can be our version of Von Miller if we had another dominant edge out there. Third down specialist is what I like to call him. Bring him in on third down, he can be that guy. But every down, he's wearing out. He's older.
Yeah.
It's common sense.
He plays 42 out of 70 snaps, and I feel like his snap rate's going down. Sam O had 37, which he probably had his worst game as a pro, but
dang,
I'd take Sam O over Leonard Floyd right now, which is insane. You got that guy off the street.
I think you keep letting Sam O go and hoping that his progression takes heed the more he sees football. He's a big play guy. But again, third and longs, that's where I need Leonard Floyd to come in. Because I feel like when they stunt on that third and long, they miss Leonard Floyd, and he's there. He had good pressures last game. My thing is he being overutilized because he just doesn't He's over. He's always been a 3-4 guy.
It's frustrating, and there's a lot of areas you could address defensive end. And you know, it is frustrating. Somebody had the comment like, "Man, how? Yeah, right here, Mark. How many years are we going to keep saying the same needs? Wide receiver, D end. We spend all of our capital. Well, not D end lately, but we sure as hell paid for it with Leonard Floyd, with Yetur Gross-Matos. Like, we paid for it. Wide receiver spent a first and a fourth.
I forgot we get him back in a couple, hopefully a couple of weeks, right? Two more weeks.
That'd be huge. Yeah, because he had his best game where he was playing 11, that inside passer.
Yeah, week 11. I forgot about Yetur, but
he had one good game so far.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm trying to say. We need a guy.
If you can get a guy now, I know everybody's like, oh, go get Max Crosby, go get Myles Garrett. Those guys are not available. Max might be, but they're not trained to the 49ers.
Ever.
Go back to the Khalil Mack thing. Like, not going to happen. Somebody asked about Cooper Kupp. Dude, there's no way in hell they're going to trade Cooper Kupp to the 49ers for two first-round picks. They wouldn't do it.
If Sean Payton did that, I will personally fly out and give him I'll take him to dinner.
I want him traded to the AFC. Get the hell out of here, Cooper.
He's going to go to the Chiefs then.
I don't want that. I will do
anything for love,
but I won't do that.
You know that's what's going to happen. Like that. Like,
oh, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? But no, seriously, man. Like, I know, Mark. It's the same different day, different story. Same junk, but it is what it is. This is who we are. This is who our team is. And unfortunately, these injuries just piled up out of nowhere, and it's not an excuse, but they got to find a way. And if finding a way is by trading for a wide receiver that can help them out, they've done it before.
Yeah.
I still think we need an edge.
This is the one I love. Calais Campbell, I 100% in on that. He fits everything we need. I love him. Yeah, I would like that. But Evan Anderson sitting there on your practice squad, promote that dude, which I think they should do. They have an open roster spot when they move Ayuk to IR.
Well, I think he gets one more elevation.
Gosh, I don't know what they're waiting on, man.
They're using all their elevations. That's right. That's right. Well, not really. I think the only people that know who Evan Anderson is us. Like, that's a good thing. But if he balls out on that last elevation,
we'll see this week versus Cowboys.
Hopefully. Right. It'll be his time. No, it'll be his time. It'll be his last elevation.
Oh, here we go. We got a Josh Uche.
I like the Uche and I like the Aziz. I like both of these players.
Both speed edge players.
Difference. Yeah. The difference. And young.
We ain't got those.
Those are good players, Uncle Salty. Those are the pieces. Them and the edges. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's just breathe in. 49ers are good. You got the Cowboys this week, and you're going to be able to handle business. You handle business against the Cowboys, everything's fine. You still got the three divisional games on the horizon. The 49ers are fine. Yeah, it's low, and the vibes are low, but they still have full control over everything. You win your division games, you handle your business, you're going to be right. You're one game out of first place. One game. That's it. One game. You handle your business, you're going to be all right. Wayne, I want you to take us out of here, and tomorrow, catch us over on The Wayne Breezy Show. We're going to be talking to all Cowboys. That's where that's going to be at. So check that out. Wayne, take us out of here, my friend.
Listen, man, the key thing to being faithful is you got to go through the test and the trials. It's the ultimate factor of knowing how deep your faith goes. We call ourselves the faithful, and I know at times it seems hard, and I know at times it seems unbelievable. And that's what faith is. You got to find a way to believe in the unbelievable. I think the 49ers are going to find a way to pull themselves out of this little hole that they're in. They do have a losing record, but it's not end all be all, and it's not over until it's over. So listen, whatever you got to do to attach yourself to just a little bit more faith, if that's tuning in to John Chapman or The Wayne Breezy on any one of our shows, any one of our channels, I promise you, we're going to do our best to remain faithful and to show you that there's a bright side at the end. Guys, keep it faithful to the Bay. We'll see you tomorrow on The Wayne Breezy Show with the game plan with that guy, John Chapman.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.